Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting the Islamic State group Friday was removed from the last two major towns it held along the Iraqi-Syrian border following raids by forces on either side of the border near the Euphrates Valley. The jihadist group's self-proclaimed caliphate was in tatters after it lost its urban strongholds in Syria and Iraq with simultaneous assaults in Deir ez-Zor in Syria and Al-Qaim in Iraq, leaving IS in control of little more than a small plot of territory scattered along the border. U.S. President Donald Trump received a classified briefing Friday from the U.S. military's Pacific Command, heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The briefing took place after Air Force One landed at Hickam Air Force Base, where he and First Lady Melania Trump were given a traditional Hawaiian welcome. The president then went directly to the Marine Corps installation, where Pacific Command, the largest of America's unified combat commands, is headquartered. The U.S. government has released a report on climate change, saying that there is no convincing alternative explanation for global warming besides human causes. The report runs counter to the position on climate change taken by the current U.S. administration, as well as that of the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. The State Department considers more than 300,000 Central Americans and Haitians living in the United States to be no longer in need of temporary protected status, which shields them from deportation. The Washington Post reports that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson sent a letter to Elaine Duke, acting Homeland Security Secretary, saying that the conditions that had been used to justify their status no longer applied. The Post says it confirmed its information through several anonymous sources. This is VOA News.